Welcome back. Thanks for listening to those very nice people from Glenbard East High School. My next guest, me being Rick Kogan, the show being After Hours, is a guy I admire tremendously. His name's Peter Ferry. He, too, was a teacher in Lake Forest, not in Glenbard, not in Lombard. And he's the author of two of my favorite novels of all time, Travel Writing, which was published in 2008 and was greeted with unbelievable praise from a number of critics. And then, a few years later, came Old Heart. I wrote this about it. Peter, you listening? You're on the phone, aren't you?
Yeah, sure,
okay.
Yeah.
So here, I'm gonna bore you with what I wrote about your book. A stunning story. In bright and precise prose, it tells of an 85-year-old Tom Johnson, a World War II vet, who decides, much to the alarm of his maybe dad should be in a nursing home, grown children, to find the woman he believes to have been the great love of his life, lost over decades and perhaps for good. And so off he goes to a lovely town in the Netherlands, and all manner of quiet joys and revelations, as well as complications, both legal and emotional. The book is called Old Heart, and it is being dramatized on stage at the Redford Theater in Detroit Saturday and Sunday. How did this come to be, Peter Ferry, and welcome to the show?
Thank you, Rick. Thank you so much. It came to be because there's a little bookstore in South Haven, Michigan called Black River Books, and someone came in there asking for my book, and it ended up in the hands of, I should say, someone came into the library in Muskegon asking for my book, mm-hmm. and the librarian didn't know of it. And got it, read it, liked it, gave it to her husband, Roger Rappaport, who read it and liked it and got in touch with me and said, "Hey, can I turn this into a play?"
And
I said, "Sure."
And your first reaction was what?
Oh, I was enormously flattered and delighted that someone liked the story as much as he did, as much as I do. It's gone from there. Roger is an independent filmmaker. He's a writer. He's written for everyone under the sun, from the Atlantic Monthly to Harper's and Esquire and Sports Illustrated. He's a columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. And he's made three independent films that have all won awards in film festivals. And now he's turned his hand toward converting this into a play, and he's done it in a masterful way, I think.
Well, we also have on the phone, and welcome to the show, Carol Ludwig, who is in the play. Hello, Carol. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy to have you, too. What role do you play in the show, and how did Mr. Rappaport find you?
Well, Roger and I are friends,
mm-hmm.
and I play Anne-Marie Decker, the attorney who Tom gets in touch with in Veldhoven to help him search for his long-lost love.
Were you taken, you obviously have read the book, yes?
Actually, no, purposely not.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I want to see how the collaboration between Roger, our director, Carl, and Peter, how this melds into our beautiful production before I read the original work, because they're two different animals, really.
Indeed they are. Carol, I don't know you, but I'm telling you right now, you will love the book. But Peter, there have been some substantive changes to the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to the book. What are they?
Well, that's why I think that... Carol is writing using the term collaboration, because I think that it is a collaboration between Roger and me, and now Carl, as it materializes on the stage. The major change is that the main character, Tom Johnson, the 85-year-old guy who goes back to look for his lost sweetheart in the Netherlands. In the novel, is white, and in the play, is African American.
Did that?
And I just think it's a stroke of genius.
How so? Explain the genius behind that. There is, and I'll tell you all, ladies and gentlemen listening, there's a Vimeo clip that looks like a fabulous trailer for a film, actually. And the first time I saw it, I wasn't expecting the character to be African American, but I...
Nor was I.
Yeah. Well, wait, you saw it? He didn't tell you about that before?
No, I knew it at that point.
What was your immediate reaction to that? I mean, it is a character that you wrote, a character that you, Peter Ferry, created. And when he told you that, was there a, I'm not sure?
I thought it's a stroke of genius.
Really? Why?
Well, I'd never thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because race was so much mixed up in the Second World War,
mm-hmm.
Sarah von Prague,
mm-hmm.
the young character we think is Jewish, as a girl, there's so much to do with the Holocaust. There's so much to do. And Tom Johnson is part of a regiment of soldiers, black American soldiers, who form a transportation company that's funneling arms up the line during what was called Operation Market Garden. They were, for one thing, relegated to positions as drivers, and they were not initially allowed into combat. So there's that whole story of the integration of the American Army at that time. And then there is the background of the Holocaust and the story of Holland during the war, during what was called the Hungerwinter, the Hunger Winter, when the Nazis barricaded everything and the people were reduced to eating tulip bulbs in Holland. There's a lot there that wasn't in the novel. I mean, I'm damn proud of the novel.
No question.
But I'm delighted with what Roger has brought to it. He's put layer on layer.
Carol Ludwig, you have been obviously in rehearsal for this production of Old Heart that takes place at the Redford Theater in Detroit Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
How has that gone? I mean, this play, I think the pandemic stalled it at one point. I think it was supposed to premiere it earlier in the thing. Have you been involved for a long time, Carol?
I've actually been involved since this February. So... that's when I came in to the process. But I'm glad you asked about rehearsals, because we've been doing them via Zoom. And tomorrow is going to be the first time that we all meet each other.
I'm
in Detroit tonight. I came in today, and we're going to all see each other tomorrow for the first time. But we've been rehearsing and doing table reads and all that via Zoom, in which that tool is wonderful to get things done. It does, you know, it is lacking in that we can't, you know, have that creative process energetically.
Sure.
When we're doing it that way.
You have, after a short commercial break, if you'll both hang on, you have a very interesting career. You're also a writer. You've got a Civil War historical fiction coming up. You're a storyteller. I want to talk to you about your career, too, and we will talk more about this production. Pete Ferry, have you seen any of it on stage? Obviously not, huh?
Have not.
Yeah, well, this is very interesting. Please hold on, you two. Peter Ferry, the author of Old Heart, the novel being brought to the stage with Carol Ludwig, among many, not many, it's not a big cast, but other actors, Saturday and Sunday. You can go to Redford Theater with an RE.com to see about getting tickets, and we will be back in a few minutes. Welcome back to After Hours with me, Rick Kogan. I am on the telephone with a man I admire tremendously and a friend, Peter Ferry, a novelist and soon to be... Pete, you're a novelist, but you have a play that's going to premiere. What do you call yourself now?
I'm a novelist. Roger Rappaport is the playwright.
Yeah. When you saw, and I also have on the phone, Carol Ludwig, who is performing in the show. This is your first stage role since the pandemic started, isn't it, Carol?
Yes, it is.
Is that exciting for you? It must be.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been such a crazy time for all, you know, actors, of course. So, yeah, it's going to be really fun to be live with people again, with the live audience.
Well, yeah, that is one of the things that warms the hearts of actors, is to hear applause on stage. You also, Carol, you're a storyteller, you're a life cycle celebrant, and you're a novelist. You're having a Civil War historical novel published. Is that true?
It is, but I certainly wouldn't call myself a novelist. My father wrote a book about Sherman's march through Georgia, and he didn't complete it before he passed away.
Oh.
So I finished it for him. And we're in the process of getting it published with Lexicographic Press, which is really exciting. But, yeah, definitely I would not call myself a novelist.
What's the title of the book?
It's called March to the Sea.
When you two saw, and I don't know if you have, Carol, there is a marvelous, marvelous, I think, Vimeo video that is, as I said, like a film trailer for Old Heart. Pete, you've seen that a number of times, haven't you?
I watch it daily, Rick.
I have it with a cup of coffee, every cup of coffee
every,
I have.
Sometimes two or three times.
Well, one of the things about it is so, I found, so artfully made.
I think so, too.
And did you ever think to yourself, and did you, and maybe Mr. Rappaport, too, saying, hey, you're a pretty good filmmaker just based on this thing. Let's make a movie and not a play.
Well, sure.
Okay.
You know, and who knows what will happen down the road. Right now, it's just really exciting to see it in play form. And Roger has taken this thing to his heart. He's gone to the Netherlands. He's gone to Veldhoven, which is where I lived as an exchange teacher years ago, and where the story is set. He's visited World War II museums all over the place. He's become an expert on that whole thing. It's a play.
Right.
Could it be a movie sometime? I don't know, maybe.
Have you read the entire play?
Oh, sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you read it every day? Just joking. Yes, my daily newspaper. I read the play every day, and then I watch the video, and then I take a nap.
I'm a little bit more like Carol. I have read it, and, you know, I would... for sure, because we signed a contract early on.
Sure.
I've stayed away from the script in large part. It just feels like, except for a careful initial read through. Now it's belongs to someone else. And let's see what he's going to do with it. I think it'll be interesting.
That's a very interesting way of behaving. I think actors, too. Carol Ludwig, you... as an actress, put yourself in control of the director and/or playwright. Do you not? You have to trust that person.
Absolutely, but again, I would use the word collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I like to, like I call Carl the boss. Like when we text, I'm like, "Hey, boss," you know, because he is. You know, but I bring. You know, myself and my interpretation, of course, to the role.
Sure.
But you work in concert with the director to make sure it's what the vision, you know, what they have in mind.
When is your first in-person rehearsal?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. She just drove up today and it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Peter, are you going to go up for rehearsals too or no?
No.
No.
I'm going to go during this week. But not toward the end of it. I have some stuff to do there, but I'm not going to.
Do they give
be part of the rehearsals? As far as I know,
Carol, I just think this is going to be so exciting for you to meet in person the people with whom you'll be collaborating on stage.
Yes.
And there is a process in any play that is in pre-production of, it's a really organic thing. And is your experience that in rehearsals things wind up changing? I'm not saying radically changing, but are altered or refined?
Absolutely. And what's interesting with this, and I think Roger was talking about this when he wrote it, you can write something and it's very rich in history, the script, and that history is front and center. But that also, you know, lends the possibility you want to make sure that the dialogue makes sense and that it's, you know, it isn't too much exposition. And so the table reads were really helpful because once he heard the actors speaking the lines, and sometimes we would just change it a little bit to make it, you know, sound more comfortable, that was part of the collaboration as well. So that was really valuable in the Zoom rehearsals, but it's going to be just lovely tomorrow to be face-to-face because that's when things really start cooking, you know, when you're together and you're in the same place and you can see what bubbles up from that.
No question, no question. That's going to be interesting for you too, Peter, I think, to to meet face-to-face the people. It's an amazing thing to have living, breathing, flesh and blood people reading what you wrote and being the embodiment of manifestation of characters that existed for a long time only in your mind. Is it weird at all, Pete?
It's kind of wonderful.
Yeah.
I find myself looking even at that trailer and thinking, oh, so that's what you look like. You know? So that's what you sound like. And I'm very excited about it.
What do you know about this? What do you know about the Redford Theater? Have you ever been there?
I haven't. I think it, I don't know. Carol may know more about it than I do. I think it's a well-known venue for all kinds of performance, including stage plays, but films and lecture series and music. But I'm not entirely sure.
Carol, talk to me for a bit about your career as an actor.
Well, I've just been doing this about 10, 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into it rather late and had my training in Chicago.
Where?
Second City.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first school, and then the Green Shirt Studio.
Mm, sure, sure.
So, that's about 10, 11 years ago. And then
What drew you to acting in the first place?
Oh, my goodness. When I was a little girl, I wanted to either be an actor or a vet. So I think it was just telling stories and being able to be somebody else for a little while. You know, when I was younger, you know, that was what it is. And then now it's more the thrill of being able to help, you know, forward a storyline and have people feel something and engage an audience and move people.
And you must, in some way, I think it's great for you to be back on stage because you must, all actors feed off a live audience, do they not?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That is where I think is some of the great rewards of acting lie, because, you know, unless you're, you know, Tom Cruise, you don't get paid a lot sometimes to be an actor. We're going to take a little break, and if you two could stay on just for through the news, and I want to ask you a couple more questions about, and you can think about this, your hopes for the future of Old Heart the play. Is that okay to call it that, Pete? Old Heart the play?
That's what I call it.
Okay.
Rick, yeah.
I'm glad you watch that Vimeo every day. It'd be a wonderful way to start every start every single day. So, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. You can go to the website, which is Redford Theater with an RE.com to see all about getting tickets. And you can meet Carol and Peter after the shows that are next Saturday, this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. and next Sunday at 4 p.m. in Detroit. We will be back in a few minutes. Welcome back. Rick Kogan on WGN. The show is called After Hours, and the play is called Old Heart. It is premiering. It's a world premiere. Is Saturday at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 4 o'clock at the Redford Theater in Detroit. You can go to Redford Theater with an RE.com to see about tickets. It is the collaborative effort of novelist Peter Ferry, upon whom the play is novel Old Heart is based. Carol Ludwig, one of the cast members of the show, who's been sort of rehearsing over Zoom and is very excited to rehearse in person tomorrow. Carol, you have been an actress for a long time. You have butterflies? You nervous?
You know, there's always that good butterfly, you know, zooming around in there, and that means you're excited, and then you want to bring something to life. And I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody live tomorrow. That's going to be a big deal.
It is. Mm-hmm. Pete, you have butterflies. You know, I know you've read the play. I know you watch the Vimeo every day. Are you nervous at all, Pete? How do you?
Yes.
Anxious?
Yeah. As much as I'm impressed by the people who are doing this, I'm nervous because it's a little bit like turning your child over to someone else. And this nervous in a positive way. I'm excited to see what will happen, they'll do with it.
Well, I'm excited for you to see this brought to stage. This Roger Rappaport sounds like a very, very interesting guy, and he fell in love with the book, and he's a filmmaker of some note. And if you do, you know, it's easy to go to Vimeo and search for Old Heart and see what he's made on film, which looks like a remarkable kind of trailer. What do you think, Carol? I know it's Carol Ludwig. It's not the place of an actor to say, yes, I hope this runs. I hope we get picked up and go to Broadway. But do you have any ambitions for the play? And I'm saying this not having even, you haven't even rehearsed in person yet. Do you have ambitions for this? Do you like the role in which you're cast?
I quite like it. Because the role of the attorney.
Mm-hmm.
She's very Dutch, and from what I've been learning about the Dutch, they're very pragmatic and very straightforward, but she also is compassionate and is so and full of respect for Tom and his service, right? So it's a lovely role to embody. And what I really want for this, first and foremost, everyone who's poured their heart into these two performances,
mm-hmm.
I just want this to be a stellar success. I have a great feeling about when we all get together. And I think let's embody these characters that Peter so lovingly wrote. Let's get this on its feet. Let's have the audience learn about this rich piece of history. And then that will tell us what the next steps are, really. You know, so it's like, let's let this week be its glorious thing and have a beautiful two shows and then see what's next.
Boy, that's a wonderfully rational and optimistic way of looking at this thing. Carol,
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, I think that was beautifully said.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too, Peter Ferry. And you would know. Peter, are you writing anything new these days?
Yeah, I'm writing a bunch of stuff.
Another novel?
Yes, I have a couple of short stories coming out this spring, one in Hypertext, which is the Columbia College Literary Journal, one in a California journal.
Oh, fantastic.
Called Catamaran. So
fantastic. As you know, you are my favorite novelist on the planet. And Carol, I can't wait to your historical fiction, finishing your father's book, historical fiction, Civil War novel. Please keep me posted on that. I'm going to try to get up to Detroit. I don't know if I can manage it, but I have the feeling.
Well, if it's any good, it'll probably come to you.
Yes. Well, yes, I can be an impresario in Chicago and stage it here. Best break a leg, you two. Break a leg, as they say in
the theater business.
And Carol, it's lovely to meet you on the phone. And Peter, it's always great to talk to you. And I'm very hopeful about the future of Old Heart, which is being brought to the stage 7 p.m. Saturday and 4 p.m. Sunday at the Redford Theater in Detroit. You can get tickets by going to Redford Theater with an RE.com. and get up there. If you live in Detroit, I know this radio station goes to Detroit. If you live anywhere nearby, this would be something to see, because then 20 years from now, when the film version of Old Heart has swept the Oscars, if they still even have Oscars, you can say, hey, I was there. I saw the first show at the Redford Theater in Detroit. Carol, lovely to meet you on the phone. Pete, always a great pleasure to talk to you. Take care.
Pleasure's mine, Rick.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
My pleasure. So did I. Thank you.